So what's the value of a human being? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are a couple of international awareness campaigns taking place today to discuss the value that all humans possess. And how can the church be part of that conversation? We'll answer both of those questions a little later on today. But today's stories began with a very important global community. It's World Down Syndrome Day, and people are celebrating friends and family with Down syndrome and the joy they bring. Meanwhile, there's a Down syndrome Holocaust taking place in abortion facilities across the globe. Earlier this year, a doctor at the Citizens Assembly in Ireland praised prenatal screening in Iceland that has led to the abortion of 100% of babies diagnosed with Down syndrome over the last 5 years. In the rest of the UK, around 90% of the babies prenatally diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted. And those who support this practice cite Down syndrome's cost to society or poor quality of life. But Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide had this to say.
Many of us have had opportunities to really communicate with Down syndrome children and adults, and they're absolutely delightful. Quality of life, they have a great quality of life. They have much to offer our cultures and much to offer our communities and neighborhoods. And just to arbitrarily do that is unconscionable. It's just unthinkable.
So where does the body of Christ come in?
We can say as the church that you are part of our family, especially if they're members of their church, and we're going to surround you with love and care and support. We're going to, as it were, have your backs.
Please pray for Down syndrome children and adults to know their Heavenly Father who loves them unconditionally. And President Trump's America First budget proposals caused quite a buzz. While it's only a proposal right now, and incomplete at that, one element threatens to undercut international development, something many prominent Christian organizations say is not okay. Ted Essler, president of Missio Nexus, was one of 100-plus signatories on a letter by Christian leaders urging Congress to reject that proposal. Essler says a budget like this would threaten work against poverty.
It's going to directly affect the ministries of quite a few different organizations. And I myself was just in South Sudan here a few weeks ago, and I saw the food crisis that's there. And it's anywhere between 4 and 5 and maybe even more million people. And some of the funding from the United States helps to keep those people alive.
Essler says that on the bright side, Americans have been very generous in supporting independent groups in their work.
Those private programs have done very well over the last, 10, 15 years. And I would just say, continue to give wholeheartedly.
If you care about international development and humanitarian aid, and you want to make an impact with the gospel, consider checking out our partners at missionnews.org to find out where you can fit in through prayer and other support. And it's the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And while many might see racism as an issue of ethnicity or skin color, Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry says that marginalization often takes place within people groups based on heritage and gender. And he believes that faith and dignity are core to restoring hope. Their work in Guatemala includes indigenous people groups. And Edmund says they begin by listening.
We go into those kind of places and are able to communicate. You are an image bearer of God. You are created in the image and likeness of God. We start with that as a foundational truth, a foundational principle. You are of inestimable value and worth. And therefore, we want to listen to you. We want to relate to you. We want to hear your story.
Discrimination gets repeated and passed down from generation to generation. So it's time to break the cycle.
Jesus has told us over and over again to live by faith. And in that faith, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And as you enter into these kind of relationships, get to know these people by name and let God use you to raise the level of hope and dignity through your loving these kind of people who otherwise would be the marginalized of our society.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.